Well, personally, I'm an optimist at heart, but I think there are game changers out there which are going to allow us to have a positive year. I think you've started to see shifts occurring in the Syrian situation. You have to be happy about what we've got in terms of the framework of the Paris Climate Change Agreement. That's given us something to work on as far as the major problem for humanity, which is climate change. But we've got a positive framework to work on there. And from what I see, it's going to be a packed year, full of positive things at the United Nations anyway.
And obviously the sustainable development goals are going to be central to everything you're going to be doing. How important is your role?
You know, when people say to me the United Nations has sort of outlived its usefulness and, you know, it's not achieving this and that, I just say, what utter nonsense. We have in the 21st century two big challenges, one of which is climate change, as I've mentioned, and the other is meeting the expectations of human beings, the 7 billion to 9 billion people in the 21st century on this planet, who expect to have a decent standard of living and to live in some form of equity. Who else but the United Nations could have produced the Sustainable Development Goals, which we should all be living by now, and the Paris Climate Change Agreement? Without the United Nations, neither of those master plan agreements for humanity would have been possible, and we would have just all been heading towards this precipice of unsustainability, which is the current course, or has been the current course of humanity.
And of course, the big change that's going to happen at the UN in 2017 is the arrival of the new UN Secretary General, Antonio Guterres. How important is your relationship with him going to be?
Well, I think Antonio Guterres, as you know, is riding in on a huge wave of goodwill. From the time of his appointment right through to now, I've heard nothing but really good feelings about what this man is going to bring to our organization. You know, he's one of the great humanitarians. He knows our work so thoroughly, having served for 10 years in the Office of Refugees. You know, I mentioned earlier about the big challenges of the 21st century. One of them is migrants and refugees, and this man is so au fait on that subject. But in all areas, conflict prevention, the sustainable development goals, the ocean, he understands the big problems, and he has, in every meeting I've had with him, conveyed to me a very positive attitude of can-do in terms of working with and fixing these problems. So my relationship with him, very important, obviously, for the organization, as I help the current SDG leave and the new SDG come in. So I have a transition role to play there. But everything I'm seeing in that regard is very, very positive.
Do you have any impressions of him on a personal level?
Like the outgoing Secretary General, has tremendous energy. I mean, I just don't know where in these sort of individuals get that kind of energy from. I don't possess it. That ability just to keep going on these punishing schedules day after day and to keep the big picture firmly in mind. That's what I like in talking to Mr. Guterres, that he really does have the big picture in mind. And when you're talking small to medium details, you can see him thinking, well, how does this actually help the big picture? So he's very progressive-minded in that regard. And obviously, having run a country for a long time, he knows the difference between getting caught in the eddies on the side and actually moving ahead on with the flow of the current. I think he's got a good grip on that, and we're in for a very strong leadership from a very good man.